Rise and Shine. Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, I am personally very excited because we are joined on the phone by Jeremy Camp. Good morning.
Robbo and Becky, how are you?
We are doing very well, thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to chat to us. How very exciting for you. This movie, wow.
Yeah, for me, honestly, it's been kind of a surreal experience. We just got back from the premiere on Saturday, and with, you know, KJ, Shania Twain, and, you know, Gary Sneed, everybody that were there, and got to watch it with, you know, all my peers and them, and it was just a very surreal experience. But just to see the reaction from people, how really God is just doing I can't even explain it, a very special kind of touching people's lives. And I just got to say, it's his hand of favor. It has nothing to do with anything else but him kind of, and KJ even has been talking about it on, you know, these different outlets in the States. He says, there's an anointing on this project.
It must be weird for you, because, I mean, obviously, we watch the movie and think, wow, that's an amazing story. But for you to watch the movie and think, that's my story, like, what was that like? I mean, that must have been incredibly emotional, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, people always ask me, are you so excited about your movie? And of course I am. That's just, it's kind of surreal. But, you know, you're right, it's the hardest part of my life. It's the biggest trial that I've ever experienced. It's the most pain I've ever experienced. And so to watch it, you know, I've written a book about it, I've talked about it, but to watch it on the big screen and to watch people act it out, it's very difficult. And I think that, you know, I didn't realize how difficult it was going to be. You know, many times breaking down during the filming or breaking down watching the film. But it's worth it. Even though it's not been easy, it's been worth it because I see how people's lives have been really touched by it. Mm. And that's really the whole goal behind it anyway. You know, it's like, who cares about a movie about Jeremy Camp? It's going to be a movie about how somebody goes through trials and tribulations, ran to Jesus, and that's what got him through it. And that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, too.
That is exciting. That is exciting. And as you were saying, you know, you see God's hand on it. And one thing that gets us, and then when we see the trailer and we've seen the preview of the movie, is Melissa says, you know, if one person can be changed from my story. So that gives me goosebump moments. So for you, this story is going to be changing so many people's lives. Yeah. Which, you know, you must sit there and go, okay, yeah. God, you got this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going, Lord, are you serious? Like, I love the scripture in Ephesians where it says that he does exceedingly abundantly above all we can even imagine, ask or imagine. And this has been that whole thing. Just going, man, she just said, hey, it's even one person. And then you're watching literally possibly millions and millions of people that are going to be touched and transformed by, you know, just what God did through this story. And it only attributes to this hand in glory. It's been incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know that you guys actually timed the release of the movie for that, you know, 3:20, the Ephesians 3:20 scripture, and we're in, you know, March 20. So that was even, you know, strategic for you, wasn't it, to actually highlight the fact that God is doing exceedingly and abundantly above.
Yeah, and that's honestly our heart. You know, if you think about it right now, you know, our world right now, I mean, you guys went through it's just been hard to watch what you guys have been through in Australia and just that suffering and that pain and the world in kind of chaos right now. And it's like people are looking for hope and looking for the answer to this chaos. And it's only Jesus. They're not going to find it in Jesus. And so, you know, I think to me, that's why I'm so excited this movie's coming out, because a lot of people are going to start having questions, and at least there's a solution. You know, hey, I don't know here's the exact solution, but I know it's Jesus, you know what I mean? And how he does that work and gives that peace and gives that hope is only from him.
Yeah, so excellent. True.
Excellent.
You mentioned KJ Apa. He obviously plays you in the movie. Alex is our producer, and
she is a huge fan.
She's a big fan of KJ. She's like, oh, I can't believe it. So she asked us to ask this question on her behalf about the, you know, choosing him to cast you. Were you involved with that decision? And was there any sort of strategy around it as far as, because obviously he's
younger,
got a huge reach with that whole generation, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't have any say actually in the casting, so it was definitely a big trust fall thing where I'm like, well, I don't know how to cast, so I'm going to trust you guys to know what you're looking for. But I think there was definitely some, you know, strategy behind it, because, you know, we're trying to reach a younger generation, you know, of kids and teens that really need to understand that life is only about serving God, and that they're only going to find fulfillment in that, because literally it's like, here, look at this for fulfillment, look at this for fulfillment, look at this for fulfillment, and all of a sudden you're going, no, this is what it is. And have a younger, you know, teen heartthrob kid saying that's what it is too. It's just been such a mind blowing thing. It's only a God thing. I mean, yeah. That's all you got to say.
Yeah. And has he sort of been sort of touched by, I mean, I've seen he was saying on The View that he like just loved playing you. So, you know, it's probably working in him too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've had great conversations. God's doing a lot in his heart, and I love the guy. I really do. I feel like that, you know, have such a heart. And we've had great conversations about things that he's learning, and it's been really good. So, honestly, I'm watching these people portraying, you know, me and even my wife Melissa and my mom and dad, like Shania and Gary, and how they're really being touched by the story is a huge, huge deal because they can go and now share authentically with other people. I actually acted this, but I was affected by it personally.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. You mentioned Shania there. She plays the part of your mum in the movie, Shania
Twain.
Your mum
would be stoked.
So, yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. But I understand that there was a bit of a connection with Melissa too, because Melissa was a big fan of Shania or something. What was the story there?
Yeah, so, you know, her sister would tell me, and I knew this too, you know, when I knew her, but how they would, you know, turn on Shania Twain a lot and just, you know, sing songs, and she just loved her music. And so for me, I got to tell her that. I mean, she had heard that, Shania, but I got to tell her personally, you know, hey, just thank you, you know, because she was a big fan. Now that you're a part of this role, it's such a huge deal. And she has been so sweet and so supportive, and she's talked about it on her Instagram and posting about things and how she was touched. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's very surreal. I think when you have these caliber of actors and people that have been in the industry for years that are being like, I'm really genuinely touched by this. I think it's hard to describe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so good.
Amazing.
It's exciting. And I guess because we talked about KJ Apa, you know, the generation that he's reaching. But then you've got, I mean, Shania is a whole different market. And even Gary Sinise, like he's, you know, I mean, I used to watch Forrest Gump and think he was fantastic. You know what I mean? So, like, it's all these different, you know, people that are connecting with at all different levels.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. You said it. And KJ even said it. He goes, listen, this story's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All ages, people, like whatever you're going through. He goes, it's just for everybody. And I think you're right. You're going to see the young generation come out. You're going to see the older generation come out because you're going to watch the parents that walk through, you know, this hurt with their son. And they're just a beautiful picture of a family, really. And I think that's why everyone's going to connect with it. You know, and I'm not saying that because it's the movie coming out, but I really do think that literally everybody will connect with it in some way, you know, shape or other.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we want to say in Australia, thank you for being bold enough. I mean, I know we've heard your story through the music, but it's a huge step to take it and see it portrayed on screen. So thank you for doing that, for touching people's lives.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe we might see more, maybe some Jeremy Camp written movies, maybe. Maybe you don't have to go through anything
have
again,
you got
Jeremy.
The bug?
You've had your share. You've had your share, but maybe you've got the movie bug.
Yeah, I think I do a little bit, so I'm kind of thinking about some things. But I do say this. The first step would be coming to Australia and doing a tour.
Name it and claim it in Jesus' name, amen.
We would not be upset
about
that.
Already, so we'll be coming.
Oh, excellent. Well, you come to Australia and we will supply the Tim Tams, okay?
Yes, please. I love it.
Excellent. But, yeah, as we said, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us and, you know, and just being faithful to God and putting that story out there because it, you know, it's still raw for you too. So, yeah, thank you for just being so faithful.
Thank you, Becky. Appreciate it.
The movie's called I Still Believe and it is in cinemas right now. You can see istillbelievemovie.com.au to find the location nearest you where you can see it. Jeremy Camp, thanks again for your time, mate.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it, buddy.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.